the Louis Shadow Podcast Revision Session.
Right, I'm sitting here with... What? What a great start to a revision podcast. What I was going to say, this is our Media Studies revision. Hello, Adam, how are you today?
Fine.
Good. All right, Brad, how are you?
Splendid.
Wicked. Right, basically, revision for Media Studies controlled test. The controlled test is about quiz shows, and Adam would... If you're not going to sneeze, would you...
I think I'm fine now.
Yeah, you think all right. Would you please read out the question at hand?
You have applied to join the production team working on this new quiz show. An important aspect of the show must be that it will be interactive, so that the audience at home can fully engage with it.
Thank you very much. Love the voice.
Thank you.
Don't know how it's made the question any easier to understand, but love it. Anyway, so the main part of that sentence is the fact that we've got to produce ourselves an interactive quiz show. Bradley, what is interactivity when it comes to quiz shows?
It's where the audience, mainly at home, maybe the audience in the studio, can get involved and play some part in the quiz show, like Test the Nation or Talking Telephone Numbers. Not very well known quiz show, but a great one at that.
Okay, go. What was Talking Telephone Numbers then?
I think it was Philip Schofield presented it, and okay. It was just a quiz show, and numbers would come up, and at the end of the show, if the numbers that came up, I think it was five numbers, were your phone number, or the end of your phone number, you had a chance to ring in and win.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing what some TV companies will commission for the telly. I was watching, this is totally off topic, I was watching Take Your Pick the other day with Des O'Connor, which is possibly one of the worst shows I've ever watched on telly.
Yeah, but quiz shows in the 80s, they weren't good unless they were crap.
Bullseye.
Bullseye was so good. It, honestly, Jim Bowen will never fail to make me laugh.
No.
If I ever... That's a catchphrase, though, from the show, isn't it? So quiz shows generally have catchphrases. For example, catchphrase with Roy Walker. Did you ever watch that?
I did watch that. It's a fantastic one.
See, we've also got to analyse a show from the 80s. So, Adam, would you do us the honour of reading out task number one?
We need an understanding of what has made a quiz shows popular for so many years. Give us your analysis of the appeal of quiz shows by considering at least three different examples, one of which must be taken from a previous era.
Which we think is probably about 20 years ago. So that's the big problem. So, Brad, did you have any real favourite quiz shows from the 80s?
Did I have any? Well...
Not that you're alive.
I was alive. But, I don't know, I found that for question task one, I'm going to pick interactive shows. Mainly, but then again, there are only two that I can think of, so I'm going to struggle there. But I wouldn't pick one from the 80s. I was going to pick 15 to 1.
Okay.
Which was mainly a 90s show, but you couldn't get a simpler quiz if you tried.
Okay. What was 15 to 1 then?
Well, 15 people.
Okay.
And they went down to 1, really. But 15 people started. They all had 3 lives, and it was just random questions until... enough people were out that it was left with the final 3. Okay. So if you lost 3 lives, which means you got 3 questions wrong, you were out. They got down to the final 3 and they asked numbers of questions. I think there was 20 questions and you got points for every question you got right. Whoever had the highest was the one, and they got to come back for the series final.
Oh, God, they have to come back.
Yeah.
I quite like that element. I was watching Countdown last night, you know, doing a little bit of light revision, watching Countdown, and I didn't realise that the guests or the contestants had to come back and compete again. Mm. I will say this, the dictionary corner is probably the most fun element of that show.
It's but if you notice, since Carol Vorderman's gone, since they got new hosting, dictionary corner have become more and more
interesting. They have, haven't they? Because Rachel Riley isn't that much of a presence, you know. I think she's there more for her looks than anything else. She's not as good as Carol.
No.
In terms of mental arithmetic.
I don't really know. I haven't really watched it.
Last night it was alright. What's your favourite quiz show, Adam?
Mine is probably 100 to 1.
Okay. I watched one of them the other day, actually, with Dermot O'Leary.
Dermot O'Leary, yeah. Now it's Ben Shepherd.
Okay. Right, so what was 100 to 1?
100 to 1 is basically there's 101 contestants sitting... Okay, there's 101 contestants sitting in a big podium, sort of stadium, sort of layout, and one of them is taken out to join this big podium thing in the middle with Ben Shepherd or Dermot O'Leary. And they'll ask each of them a question. However many of the 100 get a question wrong, that's how many £1,000 they win. It's needlessly complicated, and it's just something to fill the time between the lottery and the news.
Okay, so going on from that, in the letter, we picked it apart, and we think that the main four things that we can talk about are the fact that it needs an interactive element, the quiz show that we're creating, it needs to appeal to a prime-time audience, and just for anyone who doesn't know, what's a prime-time audience, Adam?
That is an audience between 7 and 9.
Okay. It also needs to be educational and it needs to be fun. So, the four things, basically that's the criteria for the quiz show. And we're now going to pick apart the key concepts of a quiz show. So, audience, would you say that's quite important in a quiz?
I think it's considering it's prime time.
Okay. So, would you say a studio audience is pretty essential for a quiz show as well?
You need to have I wouldn't say studios, but you need to have a big audience following at home if you're on prime time. It's got to be incredibly popular.
Yeah, we're talking a few million.
Oh yeah, at least.
Okay.
Now there's more channels. But then again, for this, it's got to be on Freeview in the exam.
Yes, you are right.
So there will be probably a smaller percentage of watchers.
Okay, so the interactive element, I had a small idea that we could do something with like a remote control and you can play along at home, or something like that. So if it was on Freeview, do you think that would be a possibility or not?
Yeah, because there's still the Freeview thing, but I think it would, I mean, you could quite easily just say it's on BBC One and then Freeview can pick it up and so can normal telly and Sky. I mean, it'd be harder for them to play along at home if they just had the normal channels, but...
Okay. Also, the format of a quiz show. If you don't know what the format of a quiz show is, it's basically how it runs. It's the format. It is the rounds. They all belong to the production company who've commissioned the quiz show. And that's basically just how the show runs. So, for example, the format of Take Your Pick was that the contestants came on, they played the yes-no game, which was needlessly fun, and then they had the chance to pick a key out of a box, and then they won a prize.
It was more of a game show.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a quiz show and a game show, Brad?
I think a quiz show is just where questions are asked. Game show is more for entertainment purposes. So you've got two different things. You've got like Eggheads, for example. That is predominantly a quiz show because with clever people, you don't get much entertainment. But it's all about the questions.
Apart from CJ's shirts.
Is he the one with the really long hair?
Yeah.
He's so fun. He's wicked, the one with the sideburns.
He gets knocked out every day. But I think the idea of that is for people to watch at home and take part, whereas game shows, like something like Bullseye, where you still win money, there's some questions asked, but it's predominantly to have fun and see people winning or losing.
Okay, fantastic. So, Adam, how important are prizes in quiz shows?
Well, it's obviously very important to the contestants because it's their motivation. And... I think it's also important for the audience at home because they want the contestant to win all the prizes. And if it's a big money prize, then it's higher risk and they want them to succeed.
More entertainment. So would you say it's better in a quiz show to have big prizes or smaller ones, like a dictionary or Countdown?
Smaller, I think. I think a lot of people you watch go on quiz shows go on there to test themselves against other people.
Game shows, it's more important to have big prizes.
Game shows is prizes, but on quiz shows, I'd say it's more important to have smaller prizes where people just test themselves, test their knowledge.
Okay, that's interesting. And so the main thing about a quiz show is that it revolves around sort of success and failure and that sudden rollercoaster of emotions, and it needs a good presenter, a shoulder to cry on. So what kind of presenters are we looking at? Who would you class as a good presenter then?
I think, I'd say a lot of people, they use, like, celebrities.
Yeah.
Or the comedians. Well, they always use celebrities for quiz shows, that's stupid. But they use comedians, because they, or it depends what kind of quiz show. I think the more light-hearted quiz shows maybe use comedians, because they can, you know, they can do funny stuff. Whereas stuff like, you've got, like, the Eggheads and University Challenge use, like very serious presenters that maybe like John Humphreys from Mastermind.
Yeah. He's an iconic figure though, isn't he? He's become sort of what Mastermind is. If you think Mastermind, you think Humphreys. So we've got to think of an 80s quiz show. I think we've touched on this, but the fact that we've got it's got to be about 20 years ago in that sort of era, which I think is difficult. I know
if you can't think of one, game show website is the thing to go on.
Yeah, ukgameshows.net, if I'm thinking correctly there.
If you type in game shows, you'll get it, I suppose.
There are loads of game shows, or quiz shows, on Challenge on Sky that you can just watch all day long. I've left a few on record today so that I can talk about when I get in. Task 3 is all about... Is it Task 3? Yes, it is. It's all about promotion and promotion of quiz shows. And we think that that is basically advertising on the internet, billboards, buses...
Television,
radio, of course.
TV magazines.
The TV magazine is a good one to include in the actual question because everybody can view that.
Yes, you're not wrong. But the Radio Times, my nan always gets that.
Does she get the Times then?
I think she just goes down the shop and buys the Radio Times. I think it comes separately.
Oh, does it?
I'm not
Is it even to do with the Times?
I don't think so.
Oh, is it just called the Radio? Oh.
I'm not sure. I don't. Old people have different habits. They buy. They do these things. They seem to buy magazines that no one else has heard of.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing. So we've also got to make up a 30-second TV trailer, including 10 frames of the storyboard sheet, which is this sheet that I'm holding now. You have to comment on the type of shot, the dialogue, the sound, the camera movement. So what are typical sounds that you'd hear in a quiz show? Like, off Bullseye.
Well, again, that is a game show.
Yeah, that's a bull, ladies and gentlemen.
That was Bully.
That was Bully.
Jim Bone was the only one who could see Bully.
Yes. So... that's obviously iconic of Bullseye.
Quiz shows, there's really that much noise as such. I think the only thing you're going to get is like the tune, like you get to Weakest Link or Millionaire when the lights go down and
That increases the tension in the studio as well. But also sounds like a little ding when contestants have had their time or when they're out, or if there's like selection quiz shows where they're in the audience, like Joe Pasquale's Price is Right, when the spotlight moves around the crowd and then it stops on someone, you get a big noise, they all come down and it's all very grand.
A lot of voiceover people as well, they're like used, I think, in quiz shows more, well, certain quiz shows, instead of, like, made-up sounds or made sounds that a computer would make.
Yes, that's right. Computer-generated noise. Right, this has been the old Media Studies Controlled Test revision session. I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you're going to do well on Friday and Monday. Good luck to everyone involved, and from us lot, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
The Louis Shadow Podcast Revision Sessions.